Thank you very much. I understand I have to be very brief because people want to leave the coolness, the coolness of this room to go into the heat. So, well, Ralf presented in the beginning what had been done before the previous, after the previous data day. I will very briefly give you a few information on the way ahead and how the statistical community, and when I refer to the statistical community, it's both the national statistician and the international statistician. For those who know statistics, I mean, it's really a big family, and we know each other, and there's a very good relationship between national statisticians and international ones. So I will focus mainly on the way ahead in terms of economic and social aspect of trade statistics, because the market access part has been treated by my colleagues before. So what I see in the way ahead is we trade statisticians, and I say national or international trade statisticians, are facing some kind of schizophrenia, because on the one hand, most of the problem become supranational, what's called global, which means that they are no more under the strict control of national statisticians, like it's the case for border statistics. I mean, custom statistics or balance of payment statistics are made by national statisticians. But now you have more and more global firms, and what's going on internationally is supranational, and not a single national office can really grasp the totality of what a multinational firm will do. But on the other hand, things are becoming more territorial. So the national statistics are no more enough to provide a good picture of what's the impact of trade on a country. So more and more there is a demand for territorial statistics and to go beyond the money, the dollars, or even the tax, the tariff, to the social impact. How many jobs? What are the skills? What's the impact on environment? And more recently, what's the impact of on water balance? So, I mean, we have this schizophrenia, a supranational level and the increase in the territorial level. And this is translated into what statisticians have to measure today. First thing, trade and investment. In the 21st century, a lot of trade is driven by foreign direct investment, intra-firm trade, etc. So it's no more possible to think trade in isolation of investment. My colleagues working in services already brought into their work, the investment dimension, when we look into FATS. Nowadays, it's going everywhere. It's not only for services, it's for manufacture. And who has the ownership of a firm? Because it has to do with the next item is the income flow. Because value added, which was mentioned before, in fact, is made of three components. The wages, or the compensation of employees, as national accountant says, the profit, and the taxes, indirect taxes. But the profit can be repatriated when a company is controlled by a foreign multinational. So there is also an interest in measuring the income flow that are linked to trade and investment. I said that today, most analysts and many governments are still interested in the monetary content, the balance of payment, but there is an increasing interest into looking at the social economic impact of trade. For us, we call that satellite account. How to bring labor statistics, environment statistics, investment by technology level of capital into the picture. and more we take into account the environment account. This means linking many different statistics through national accounts, and it will be the last slide when I will a bit discuss that. And the territorial dimension, because statistics is getting increasingly sexy, I'm using the subtitle Trade and the City. But it's true. The territorial dimension, especially in cities, are becoming important because you have this famous agglomeration effect, the network effect. And we have examples like Hong Kong, for example, Singapore. But in many countries, in fact, you see the driver of export, the new firms emerging as exporter, they come from a city where you have alliance between the university, the entrepreneur, etc. Silicon Valley, well, it's not a city, but it's a region. This regional dimension is getting more and more important if you want to understand the dynamic of trade and trade creation. How to measure it? First, we have to look at new ways of what I say, milking the old cow of trade statistics. Because there is a lot of unused information in the harmonized system, for example. And the international community is revising the classification in order to have a better understanding of what is the trade in final goods. So what was called business to consumer type of trade, and differentiate that from trade in intermediate goods, business to business type of trade, because it's totally different type of business. Business to business are mainly within global value chain. It's long-term type of relationship. It's linked with investment, and the market may be much more demanding in terms of industrial norms. My colleagues spoke about official norms and TMs, but in addition, when you do business-to-business type of trade, you have to take into account private norms, corporate social responsibility, for example. It's a new dimension that we, the statistical community, are trying to capture. Measuring trade in value added, this is the hot topic. And here, I mean, we are really pleased at WTO because we contributed to that. But nowadays, I mean, it's being done by many organizations. I would say that in developing countries, there is an increasing interest to develop that, even if they don't always have the statistical capacity, because they have the capacity, but they don't have the data. But it's improving. Soon, I hope in September, we'll have a new series of data developed for South America, for example. The APEC is interested in developing this kind of information. African countries, in North Africa, they want to do that. There is interest also in sub-Saharan Africa. So, I mean, this is something which started and will progress. But the big program of work is going at the micro level data to understand better the firm characteristic. Because in the end, they are not countries that export, they are firms. And by understanding what's going on at the firm level, you're really able to understand what's your competitiveness, your comparative advantage, what's the impact on jobs and labor, things that are of direct interest to the policymakers. So there is a search in the international community for an integrating framework, because you may think that things are going in all directions, and the official statisticians, they love to have an integrating framework, so that the microdata that are collected by business specialists are consistent or can be compared with the data compiled by central banks for their balance of payment. And for that, we need integrating framework. And here, we have some kind of miracle. Believe me, I've been in the business of official statistics for long enough to tell you that what has been happening is some kind of miracle. A whole process started in WTO, not in this room, because it was not built yet, but in room W, at the beginning of 2011. I guess it was January or February. I don't remember the... But, I mean, January or February 2011. And in just 4 years, something which started as broad ideas has been analyzed and taken into account by the UN Statistical Conference, which is the highest governing body of international statistics and national statistics, in the sense that any decision by the UN Statistical Conference is binding not only for international organizations, but also for national organizations. And believe me, to have something starting as a reflection, and finishing in the UN Statistical Conference in just 4 years, it was the first time I see that. And I've been working in social statistics, in national accounts, in my previous professional life. It means that the topic of trade is really a priority for the international community. Otherwise, it would have taken a decade to do that. I won't enter into that. Just want to say that here, if you look at this table, first you will see the importance of the microdata, because you will see on the right column a lot of reference to microdata. So looking into the actors, the firms, the household, really the actor of the thing. The second information I would like to derive from this table is the role of countries. We are referring to trade, to international trade, but the role of your National Statistical Office, central banks, and other the statistical unit in the trade ministry is important in this new pattern. Finally, the role of international organization, it's at the bottom part of the table, to take care of the supranational dimension. And I said that international trade is becoming global trade, which means that a single country approach is unable to cover the globality. So it's here that we, international statisticians, we can enter in order to harmonize, to put together national statistics, and to get a better picture. Finally, a big word in the statistical community, big data, the data revolution. More and more, private firms generate a lot of data. You heard about Google, et cetera, et cetera. In international trade, we start having this kind of big data, type of data linked to individual transaction, but we don't know how to use the information for official statistics. One example is a database recently created by UPU, the Union Postale Universelle in Bern. They are tracking the mail. I mean, you know, when you Amazon, etc., you have a lot of parcels going through mail. Each one of those parcels is tracked by electronic means. For example, if you purchase something through an internet, often you will have the possibility of tracking your sale. I mean, it will say, okay, it has been mailed, it's in process. By regrouping all this kind of individual information, we hope to be able to have a good view of e-commerce. It is just one example of the big data and the data revolution. I would say that we still don't know how to do it, but we know it's important. So this was really to conclude rapidly this half day to provide you with some information on the way ahead as we see it from the statistical community, I say national and international. I would like also to thank you for being there. I know that it was a very intense week, and you may have been tired of attending so many meetings. Just to say that in the afternoon, we'll have presentations. So if you want to know more in details what has been mentioned here, there will be four places where you'll be able to find my colleagues. Here in this room, the same room, in the afternoon, you will have my WTO colleagues here. In room B, which is in Pas Perdu, the room B is on the other side, ITC will be presenting their database. Near room B, you will have room A. It's and here you'll find UNCTAD. And for some reason I don't understand, but I'm sure there is a reason, UNCTAD has also another room. And here you may find difficulties in finding it. It's in CWR, so the new conference building, but it's on the first floor. So it's room 1111. I have myself difficulties of finding it, but you have to go through the stairs on the right side and you will find it. Perhaps there will be some signs. So I wanted to thank you as participant, because we need you, we need your feedback, and in the end we work for you. I wanted to thank my colleagues from ITC, World Bank, OECD, UNCTAD, thank you, Sam. And also I wanted to thank Nines, who is our senior statistician, who organized on our side all that. She's a bit shy, so she's sitting at the angle, but she was the person who made everything possible. And I wish you a good lunch and see you at 2:30? At 2:30. 2, at 2. Okay.